The Seleucid Dynasty, Tigranes II of Armenia, Part 1. Tigranes II, or in Armenian, Tigran Mets, in Greek, Megas, Latin, Magus, they're all the great. He was born in 140 BC, and he died in 55 BC, so he is around for a very long time. His father was either Artavasdes I or Tigranes I, but we're not really sure who his mother is. His wife was Cleopatra of Pontus, and they had three children, three sons, Sarardes, Artavasdes II, and Tigranes. And then there were also two daughters. One of the daughters married King Pacorus I of Parthia, and the other married Mithridates of Media Atropanes. During Tigranes II, Armenia became, for a brief time, the most powerful state east of the Roman Empire. Under his reign, the Armenian kingdom expanded beyond its natural boundaries, which allowed Tigranes to claim he was the great king. This, of course, involving Armenia in wars against Parthia, the Seleucids, and, unfortunately, the Roman Republic. Tigranes had been a hostage at the court of Mithridates II of Parthia until the age of 45, the result of an Armenian military defeat in 105 BC. But ancient accounts also say that the defeat might have happened earlier, in 112 to 111 BC. In 95 BC, when his father Tigranes I died, Tigranes II, according to the history of Strabo, says he bought his freedom by handing over 70 valleys in the Areopagitan area to the Parthians. When Tigranes II came to power, the foundation for his empire building was already in place, namely a legacy of the founder of the Araxid dynasty, Artaxerxes I and subsequent kings. The mountains of Armenia, however, form natural borders between the different regions of the country. And as a result, the feudalistic Narkaris had significant influence over the region or the provinces in which they were based. Tigranes II wanted to create a centralized empire, so he forcefully proceeded to consolidate his power within Armenia. He was able to depose King Artanes and the last king of the Armenian Safoni and the descendant of Zerahardes. Once that was accomplished, Tigranes II would go on his expansionist campaign. Tigranes II's first move was to support Mithridates VI of Pontus during the First Mithridatic War with Rome. It was 89 to 85 BC. However, he was very careful. He didn't want to become too directly involved in the war. So, to some extent, Tigranes II rapidly built up his internal power. He allied with Pontus, marrying with Mithridates' daughter, Cleopatra. And then when Mithridates moved against Rome in Asia Minor and then in Europe, Tigranes instead moved into the eastern areas. Now, that, of course, is where he wanted to expand to begin with. But, of course, by going that route, he was least likely to collide with the Romans, who would now concentrate on his partner. And he always gave kind of minimal, you know, help to Mithridates. So, Mithridates tried to create a stronger Hellenistic state that both Mithridates and Tigranes attempted to control Cappadocia. That is the only thing that they really had a battle over, if you will. And it wasn't a fighting battle. It was just more of a political battle. But then Mithridates VI, tapping into local discontent with the Romans and their taxes, urged the people to rise up against foreign, quote, Roman influence. This, of course, led to what is known as the Asiatic Vespers. It's a technical term for the massacre of over 80,000 Roman men, women, and children. This, of course, guaranteed Roman intervention. But Tigranes II, his Armenians, were not part of this. So once again, he kind of stays off to the peripheral. The Roman Senate, of course, sent Lucius Cornelius Sulla to deal with Mithridates VI. Fortunately, the uprising in Rome by Marius and others allowed Mithridates to survive with a pretty tame treaty, because Sulla was more interested in getting back to Rome than he was really crushing Mithridates. So the first war, or the big war, was yet to take place, the Great Mithridatic War. So in the meantime, Mithridates VI, licking his wounds, rebuilt his forces, tried to expand them even more, hiring any Roman unhappy people that he could get his hands on, to mercenaries if necessary. Meanwhile, Tigranes II headed to Parthia, and then to the Seleucid empires. Parthia at this time, which is normally a really, really powerful dynasty, is extremely weak. He picked a good time to pick on them. And of course, we've been listening to the mess that's been the Seleucid dynasty, with brother after brother after brother after wife after sister. And so we're going to head into that. So this is the overview, the beginning of Tigranes II. There is a second part where we will get into all the good details and how he deals with Rome. Now, the sources for this: the House of Seleucus by Bevan, Land of the Elephant King by Cosman, and the Seleucid Army by Bar Kova. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.